The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah says that Vad chatas, tmuras chatas, chatas shmeis ba'aleo, yomusu. And the halach is, loy nenem, loy moyolim. The chatois hameisis, the chomish chatois hameisis, the halach is, that there's no meal anymore. Zmachloikis Rashi and Toisis and Zvachim, what the pshat is that there's no meal by the chomish chatois hameisis. And not all of them, there's one case where Zmachloikis Rashi and Toisis. We had a Mishnah earlier, on Daf Zayin, Daf Vav, Paladika Mishnah, same Mishnah as in Zvachim. The Mishnah says that the Machlokes Relezer and Rav Akiva whether Zrika works for Yotze. So the Mishnah says that. So what's Machlokes? Machlokes is whether when you do Zrika on, let's say, a Chatos, and the Basar of the Chatos is outside of the Azara, does the Zrika work to make that there should be no Meil in the Basar of the Chatos anymore or not? Does the Zrika accomplish that the basar should have whatever it is, nasim mitzvah, they had to lakayin, whatever it is. So the Rekiva brought a raya. Rekiva said, I have a raya that zrikas may also yaitzi. Why? Because somebody's mafresh chatosli va'avda, v'ifresh acheres tachteha, v'achakach nimtzis rishoyin. If a person is mafresh chatos, it gets lost, and then you find the first chatos, and reishdeim oindais, loik hashem shadama poiters v'sara. So just like the basar patters the basar of the chatos, in other words, I shecht one of the chatois, I do zrika, and then the basar of that chatos I did zrika on does not have meal anymore because it has had to lakayinim. Says the Rekiva, that zrika works not only to take meal off of this carbon chatos, it helps to take the meal off of the other carbon chatos also. So too, if the zrika works to take the basar of the other chatos, and make that there shouldn't be meal anymore, then l'chayra should also work to go ahead and work on something which was yoytze, which is out of the mechitzas of the azara. Just like it works for a different carbon, so too it should work for something which is outside of the mechitzas of the azara. That's the Rekiva's tain on Rav Elazar. So Rashi in Zvachim, when he's explaining this mission, he says the reason why the dam makes that there's no din of meal anymore is because it blives kachim shemesu. It's kachim shemesu. So Tais asks, what does that mean, Kachrim Shemesu? If the reason why it doesn't have Mila is because it's Kachrim Shemesu, that means you're saying the reason why it doesn't have Mila is because the din of this Chatos, which is alive, is that you should not be Makrivit, or let's say you shechted both of them, whatever the case is. But the reason why there's no Mila is because I don't have a din to be Makrivit, I have a din to do Sreifa or Misa. So therefore, it does not have a din of Kachrim Hashem, just like Kachrim Shemesu. Fractisis, it has nothing to do with the Zrika working to take off the Mila. The reason why there's no Mila is because I don't have any mitzvahs to do with this carbon anymore. So Tais says, no. You're right. If the Chatos is still alive and it gets a din of Chatois HaMesis, the Chamish Chatois HaMesis, you're supposed to kill it. Ein Echinami. There, the reason why there's no Mila is because it's Kachim Shemesu, because there's no Avodah to do with it anymore. But if you already did, you already shechted both of them, so then the reason why it does not have Mila is not because it's Kachim Shemesu. The reason why is because the Zrika works to take off the Mila. So, you can ask on Taisvis that L'chayra, the Gemara earlier in that Gimel says that the Halacha is that the only time that we say that something is not Kachim Shemesu is only if it has Halacha v'im olu lo yeredu. But if it has halacha of malu yeredu, so then it does not have, then it has a din of kachim shemesu. So l'chayr it's shver over here, because over here, the Gemara on daf zayin on the base says, the way Tais explains the Gemara, that if you shech the two chatois, and you were zayrik the dam of one of them, avada the baser of the other chatos has a din of malu yeredu. And if you bring it onto Mizbeach, you would not be makrovit. So if a zay l'chayr Rashi is right. Certainly the carbon chatos, the other chatos should have a din of kachim shemesu. Why shouldn't that carbon chatos have a din of kachim shemesu? So I think you could explain. I said over on Daf Gimel that there's two ways to understand why im alu lo yerdu should give it a din of, should take off the din of kachim shemesu. One explanation was, because I still have avodah to do with it. Obviously, that explanation doesn't apply over here. The other explanation we said was that imol yerdu is a raya that avodah was already done with the carbon. If the halach is imol yerdu, so then whatever I did obviously was not considered avodah. Because if it would have been considered avodah, it would be imol lo yerdu. But if the halach is imol lo yerdu, that would be a raya that what I did with the carbon so far is considered an avodah. So I'm thinking that maybe over here you could say, according to Tosfos, that by Sheikh Shtecha Tois Lach Rayas, like Tois explains over there on the Zayin and Obeis, that they're considered Chad Gufa to a certain extent. They're considered like one carbon to a certain extent. But not that much. So, maybe you could say that over here, even though it is considered that it had Avoida done in it, this would be, in other words, this would be an exception to the rule. Usually the rule is that Imolu Yerdu proves to me that Avoida was done. But if Imolu Yerdu, that proves that Avoida was not done. By Shtei Chatois Lachrayis, since the Avoida was done in a different carbon, so it's a little bit different. So you can say that the Avoida was done in this, and nevertheless, Allah is in Olu Yerdu. Since the Avoida was done in this, through the guf of a different carbon, that would not be considered enough to make him Olu Yerdu, but nevertheless, it's considered that Avoida was done in it enough that Tois can say that it does not have a din of Chatois HaMesis, of Kachim Shemesis. You still have to explain, according to Tosfos, how is it that the Zrika works to make that there shouldn't be Me'ila anymore? L'chayra doesn't have Shas Hatel HaKayinim. How could you tell me that the Zrika takes off Me'ila? L'chayra, the reason why Zrika takes off Me'ila is because it's considered that it had a Shas Hatel HaKayinim. So to answer this question, I wanted to suggest as follows. I said in a different shir in Tmura that there's really two reasons why you need to have Zrika in order to allow the Kayanim to eat the basar of a carbon. It's two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk in the Torah says, Va'achlu oisam ashakupam bahem, that the Kayanim eat after the kapara. Only once it was kapara already, then the Kayanim could go ahead and eat. And we know that dam is the mechaper because it says, ki adamu benefesh mechaper. Another pasuk is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which says that it says that the way you eat a carbon is you pour the dam on the mizbech Hashem va'basar yachal. After you pour the dam, then habasar yachal. There's an order in which you have to do it. First, you have to be zayrik the dam, and then you could eat the basar. Now, if you look in the parashas Re'eh over there, the Torah is not talking just about chulin. The Torah is talking about all animals. The Torah gives a certain seder how you have to eat animals. You have to do shechita and take out the dam by chulin. By kachim, the order is you have to do shechita. It's not enough to do shechita. You have to do shechita and then do zrika, and then you could go ahead and eat the basar. So I said over there something very interesting in the Shir Masechtas Tmura. I'll say bekitzer now that the Gemara in Tmura says that the Gemara and Tmura, there's a very interesting thing over here, that we're saying over here, by Shtei Chatois Lach Rayis, the halacha is, that if you zoyrik with a dam of one of them, then the other one is still Asr Ba'achila. But the Gemara and Tmura over there says that if you're Maktish, Achatos Muberes, then it's as though you were Maktish, Shtei Chatois Lach Rayis. They both have a separate din of Achatos. And the halacha is that you're allowed to eat the basar of the baby after you zayrik the dam of the mother. So what's the difference? What's the difference between if it's two separate animals or if it's a baby inside of the mother? It's a separate carbon. How does the zrika of the mother help that you should be able to eat the basar of the baby? So I said over there a very, very interesting thing. I wanted to tie it like this. We said there's two dinim. One din is v'achlo isim asher kupar b'hem, that you can only allow to eat after kapara. The second din is that there's a seder, you have to first do zrika, and then you could eat the basar. So when it comes to the din of v'achlo isim asher kupar b'hem, I wanted to say that by shtei chatois lach rayis, you were mekayim that din. Why? Because the bialim is mechuyiv kapara. The bialim has one chiyiv kapara. Both of these karbanas were hukdash in order to accomplish one chiyiv kapara of the bialim. Now, it happens to be, I shechted one of the karbanis. Once I was zayrik the dam of that carbon, so the other carbon also was niskayim this idyon of v'achlo oisim asher kupar b'hem. Because the bialim already had a kapara. So as far as the halacha of v'achlo oisim asher kupar b'hem is concerned, I already was mekayim the din of the kapara, and therefore I should be allowed to eat the other behemah also. Why am I not allowed to eat it? Because the other pasuk in Parshas Rei, the pasuk in Parshas Rei says that just like by chulin, the only way to eat the animal is to do a shchita, to take out the dam with shchita, and then I'm allowed to eat the basar. So by kachim, there's a special chumrah. Shchita is not enough. I have to do shchita and then zrika, and then only after zrika am I allowed to eat the basar of the carbon. So if that's true, so l'chayra, I have another problem over here. When I have shtecha tois l'chrayis, besides for the problem that I had of kapara, I have a problem that this is a carbon, and the only way to take out the dam and be mata the basar b'achila is only to do zrika, and I didn't do zrika in this particular carbon. There was no kiyum of zrika in this carbon. The blood is still flowing in the veins of the carbon. And if I do shchita alone, that's not enough. I have to do zrika, and I can't do zrika because I already did zrika with the other one, and I'm only allowed to do one hakrava for this carbon chatas. So therefore, what stops me from eating the basar of the carbon is that second in the Parshas Reis. I wanted to say, very interesting, Vart, that by Uber, even though there are two separate karbonas, you makdish the mother when she's muberes. So there's two separate karbonas. There's the mother and the baby, the fetus inside of the mother. They're really two separate karbonas, and the zrika of the mother doesn't really accomplish a zrika for the baby, like because it's really like shteicha tois l'achrayis. But like we're saying before, really, al tzedin of kapara yurei mekayim it. The only problem is that you have to do shchita al parshas rei. You have to do shchita and zrika, so you might see the dam. Now the halacha is the ben pekua. If you shecht an animal and it has a baby in its stomach, you're allowed to eat that baby without shechting it. Because a fetus that's in the mother's stomach becomes mutter without shchita. Once I shechted the mother, it's as though I shechted the baby. So therefore, when we're talking about the halacha in Parshas Re'eh, which is a halacha of how to be moitzi the dam, how to take the dam out of a behemah of kachim, and the Torah is telling us that there's a specific way how you're supposed to take the dam out of a behemah of kachim, that halacha does not apply at all to ben pekuah. Just like a ben pekuah, just like a fetus in its mother's stomach, does not have a din shchita by chulin, it doesn't have a din shchita and zrika by kachim. So once I satisfy the halacha of achol oisim asher kubar bohem, even though the zrika didn't happen specifically in the carbon of the uber, but the uber is mutter, because I was mekayim the inyan of kapara. My whole problem is that I wasn't mekayim the zrika in the carbon, and that's a necessary component in hoitzah asadam of kachim. But a ben pekuah does not have a din of hoitzah asadam by chulin, so therefore it doesn't have a din of hoitzah asadam by kachim, and therefore there's no din of the dam zolachach yishafech v'abasar teochel, v'abasar teochel. So I wanted to suggest maybe that that would also explain to us why it's considered that it has shas hetel akoyinim. Because if you look in the Gemara before, in the first parak, it says that there's a big machloikis. What does it mean shas hetel akoyinim? Does it mean heter shchita shaninu? Does it mean heter zrika shaninu? Or does it mean heter achila shaninu? So, l'chayr, it's a pella. How could we say that it means anything other than heter achila? It says in the Mishnah, shas hetel akoyinim. You have to have shas hetel akoyinim. Why does the Gemara suggest that I don't have to actually have that the basar should be mutter to the koyinim? So I think the pshat is like this. When we say, what's the reason that shas hetel akoyinim makes if there's no more me'ilah? L'chayr, we said before in the Avgimel that there's three halachas. One din is kachim shemesu. Another din is Nasis mitzvah. And the third din is shas hetel akoyinim. L'chayr is three separate dinim. Why isn't it enough, the din of nasis mitzvah? L'chayr, once I did this rika, it's already nasis mitzvah. So I saw some achrayinim say that the reason is because it's taken not nasis mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah of achila. There's another mitzvah to do with the basar of the carbon, which is achila sabasar. So you can't say that the reason why there's no me'ilah is because either kachim shemesu, there's no more mitzvahs to do, or nasis mitzvahs, I already was mekayim the mitzvah. It's not true. There is still another mitzvah to do, and the din of kachim should still remain on the basar. The nafkamina would be that the kainim could eat it, but if somebody has hanah from the basar, shaloi b'tayras achila, he should have to bring a carbon me'ilah. Because there's still a mitzvah to do with the carbon, and it still has the din of kachim. That's why there's halacha of shas hetel akoyinim. Once it's shas hetel akoyinim, there's no more mila. Why? So it seems that there's a svara that if the koyinim are allowed to eat it, it's impossible to say that it still has a din of kachay Hashem and that it retains its din of mila. Once koyinim are allowed to eat it, even though it's a mitzvah that comes because of the kachim, that can't give it a status of kachay Hashem, and that in itself is a contradiction to the din of kachay Hashem. If koyinim are eating the basar, it can't be considered kachay Hashem. If that's true, so you could say like this. The reason why it's enough to come to Shas Heter Shchita or Shas Heter Zrika, even though you didn't actually bepoil, have a Heter L'Koyanim, the Koyanim can't actually eat it. They're still not allowed to eat it until Zrika, is because the concept of Shas Heter L'Koyanim means as follows. The din of kachim is chal on the animal only up till shas heter l'koyanim. Meikara, from the get-go, when you were makdash the carbon, you knew at the outset that there was going to come a time when it was impossible to consider this kachim kachi Hashem. And therefore, from the beginning, the kachim is only chal until that time. Once you get to that time, you're not considered kachi Hashem anymore. So you could say that you don't have to actually be mutter. Once you come close enough to that time, we say that since you're already holding at the stage where you could theoretically do zrika right now and be matir the basar, that would be enough to say that the kachim, the din of kachim that was chal on this carbon originally only went up till this time and not any further. Since it's possible theoretically at this time to actually have hetel koyanim, the when you were makdish the carbon, the kedusha was not chal on it to be considered kach Hashem past this time. It could be that for this it's enough to take off the ikuv achila, the isra achila of v'achol oisem asher kubar bohem. Once you take off the isra achila of v'achol oisem asher kubar bohem, so you're taking off the isra achila of kachim. As far as kachim is concerned, you'll be allowed to eat this animal. The reason why I'm not allowed to eat the animal is because there's a specific way about how to be moitzi dam. It's a din of how to be moitzi dam. You're not allowed to eat an animal that has dam in it. By chulin you do shchita. That's how you get rid of the nefesh. By kachim, the way to get rid of the nefesh is you do shchita and then you do zrika. It's a seder advarim. But there's no din mitzad the kachim of the animal that I'm not allowed to go ahead and eat the animal. So therefore, by chatois amesis says Toisus, even though bepoil I'm not allowed to eat the chatois amesis because I was not mekayim the din seder that we learned about in Parashas Re'eh of Itzas Adam. But still, that will be considered Shas Heter L'Koyanim. Just like we see that Shas Shchita, or Shas Heter Zrika, is already considered Shas Heter L'Koyanim, because like we're saying, the Kachim wasn't Chal past this point, so too, once I was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Asher Kubar Bahem, once I was Mekayim the Kapara, so the Kachim was only Chal until the time of the Kapara, and not further. Even if I'm not going to be allowed to eat the Basar because of a separate Halacha, because of the fact that I was not Moitzi the Dam in the right Mahalach, in the right Seder, and I didn't do the proper itzas adam that kachim requires. Nevertheless, it's not the kachim which is stopping me from eating it, and therefore it will be considered that it's not considered kachi Hashem anymore.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.